We're on Daf Lamed Aleph, towards the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom. The last word in the line is Amar. That's where we're starting from. Amar Luhu Rav Huna Laneo Vainkri. So Rav Huna is talking to the Vainkri, according to Rashi. It's these Jews who happen to sell lulav and esrog sets.
Peddlers.
He's Avnisu Asa Me'akum.
Shimon, are we here?
That's what Shimon. He has a wedding. He's Avnisu Asa Me'akum. When you sell, when you buy an Asa, which are Hadassim, from non-Jews, lo sigzu asum. Asum is you. You don't cut it. Don't. You should not be the ones cutting it. Ligzazuha inhu. Let them cut it. Let the people who are buying it from the non-Jews who have the land, let them cut it. V'yavaluchu, and they should give it to you. My time. Why are we so insistent that you shouldn't cut it out yourself off the ground and then buy from them? Gazlani arasan inhu. A regular non-Jew is a thief. Regular non-Jew steals land. The karka inigzelus. And land cannot really be stolen yet. Meaning, even if they take over the land, it can't become theirs yet because the rule is that karka in exelos. It's in the property, the ownership of the original owners, and you just staying on their property doesn't make it yours. It's still theirs. What happened? How does it become yours? Hilkach. Therefore, hilkach, l'gzu inu, let them cut it. Ki hechi dilahavu yeish bailim bidaihu didhu. Shini resus bidaihu. Ki hechi, in order that the yeish bailim, the giving up ownership of the owners, will be Bidayu did who into their hands, meaning the non-Jewish hands who are in charge, are right now on the land. And the change of possession will happen in your hands. And the point is that we have to figure out some way that you can be kone the object. We're trying our hardest to figure out a way, how is one kone an item? If you steal it, you're not kone it, especially not land. Because the way land works is that if it's still the possession of the owners, then you living on it doesn't make it yours. How do you become yours? You have to have yeish, but yeish doesn't work on karka. Yeish, if someone gives up hope of ever finding it again, but it's we're never getting it back again, but it's still where it was beforehand. It was the same place it was on this piece of land beforehand, and it's still his. The fact that you're living on it doesn't make it not his. He can say, "Ah, I'll never get it back again." Nothing's changed. It's still his. Something has to happen where yeish kicks in. How does yeish ever kick in? So Rashi says yeish kicks in when you cut it off the land. Then yeish would kick in. So once he cuts it, assuming that the guy gives up, assuming he's given up already. So once he cuts it, now this yeish kicks in. Who cuts it? Whoever it cuts is the goslin. So if they cut it, then they're the goslin. By the time it gets to your hand, there's now shini rishus in your hand, and therefore it's like been like laund. It's like when you have like laundering money. What's it called? Laundering money laundering. Yeah. I mean, you, if it's washed through the system, it's now becomes like it's like clean. Right, it's clean money now.
Give a large show
on it. Not now, not for now. But the point is that once it's gone through a system of being cut, now being stolen, and then it's been shini rishus. So now it's clean. It's clean money now. It's clean hadassim now. And you can use it. Just an interesting point to note. Rashi over here points out in Daf Lamed Aleph at the very bottom. He points out and says over here, he adds the word in Aras Mi'Yisrael. Hashem Osa Karka Mi'Yisrael. Rashi is insistent that it might be a Jew's land. It sounds like if it's a non-Jew's land, potentially it wouldn't be considered a problem. The Ritva happens to argue when he says even a non-Jew's land, but we find out here, Machlokes is showing him whether or not it's got to be from a Jew or even from a non-Jew. Stealing from a non-Jew is also a problem. The whole discussion among the commentaries about that as well. But bottom line is that since we don't know, we assume maybe they've stolen. And therefore, we're afraid if they stole, whoever cuts it's the real thief, the halachic thief. So have them cut it. By the time it gets to your hand, shini rishus, and then it's clean hadassim. You can do with it what you want.
We learned in Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
There's an issue of lifnei iver.
Excellent question. Actually, my gemara I have in my house, I wrote down that question about lifnei iver. So we'll get to that question. Actually, based on this point, we'll have the question in 1 minute. How can you set someone else up? Right. But we'll see. Actually, it's even worse now. You see 1 minute. Look at what happens now.
The going, it's so improbable, even if it's from a Jew. Why are you buying it from him?
Right.
You're
causing him to steal. And non-Jews can't steal. It's one of the big seven. They can't. One of the seven Nochai laws.
Yesterday. Whatever happens is Mr. Baba Vera.
Not necessarily. I'll tell you why. Because only if you're the one who steals it and you commit the crime and you do the mitzvah afterwards, then it's there. But if someone else stole it and gets it to you, mitzvah Avera is only when the mitzvah came about through your Avera.
I'm not a rabbi.
Yeah.
But if we've just said that we think that the goy has stolen it.
Yeah.
So I don't think Hashem, when I'm 120, is going to be having that. I know the goy stole it, and then I've got this lulav and esrog. Come on.
Why? It's money laundering. It's been finished. It's been washed.
But money laundering is a
like
bad term.
Why?
We've got to get off that example.
Why? It's gone through the system.
But money laundering is always trafe. You might find a way to close it up.
So over here, though, we cut is a way to cash it up. When you steal an item, what are we trying to do? We're trying to over here make it ours. Trying to make it yours.
It doesn't make it right. It means you still get punished in Shemayim.
No, not me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Hold it. If Rabbi, if I go outside and steal a car and sell it to you,
right,
and you know it's stolen.
No, you're saying after Yeish, though. That
once it's Yeish, after Shini Rishus, it's completely clean.
No.
Does he not have to change
in this
it?
World,
does he not
but
have to
it doesn't
change
mean
it?
It wasn't me. I didn't commit the crime. It wasn't my crime. He has a crime on his record. That's what Tzvi's question about evil from evil. We get to even worse. Let's give me one time. It's even worse than that. Yeah. It gets worse.
Simon's saying you're not handling hot goods.
It gets worse.
Manchester.
Yeah. It gets worse. Says the Gemara, Sof. One second. At the end of the day, I don't need to go through this whole process. Let the peddler cut it. Kigazu avainkri. If the avainkri would cut it, the peddler would cut it. Lihavi yesh bailin bididayu. Then the yesh will be in his hands. Shini Rishus be adon. And we can get it also clean. Let him cut it. The Jewish peddler cut it. He's the thief. Time it gets to us, we're clean.
A Jewish peddler. Previous in between guy now is now your main.
He's my cutter. He's my thief. Okay. But the point is, I want to get my hands on a kosher hadassim. I need to use it for my little esrog set. Why can't he cut himself? He's the quote unquote Goslin. Gets to my hands. Shina Rishus plus Yehosh already. I'm good to go. So now Darren's question. Forget about the whole listen to Ivra. This is Mamash a Jew now. I mean now we're talking about right. So now it's still saying because you're not the one who did it. It's only if you did the crime as Mitzvah Avera. It's only if you did the crime. But still, I'm setting you up now. I don't want to say worse, but a non-Jew stole last, and now I'm setting up a Jew to steal him. This question is asked by many of the Rishonim, and they say the following answer. They say, the question is this. This is what bothers everyone the whole time, and you know, like my money learning example, but this is what's bothering them, is that we're basically allowing crime to be done with knowingly, so in order to get my hands on a set of hadassim. The first time, it was a non-Jew, but still a crime being done. Now it's even a Jew. That we're quote-unquote allowing to do the crime. What's going on over here? How could this be? So the Ritva brings down an interesting shot, just to share with you quickly, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. This is, we assume, Stam Ar Akum. We're just making a blanket assumption. It's not really Gezela. Because in the end of the day, it might not be Gezela. It might be, might not be. It's the Chumra that we take into account because of a mitzvah. We don't want it to smell like a mitzvah of Avera, like you commit. We don't want it to smell like anything bad. So we're going to be extra cautious. If you remember, we had it earlier on, if you remember, when it came to the Tumah and Tara, we were very, very careful that you should be on, you know, Keveraton. We don't know there's a Kever there. We have no idea there's a Kever there. We're going through motions, pretending it might be, not pretending.
There was a reason for their mala.
It was a mala, right? We did the same thing with Yom Kippur also. What the mala over here? The mala over here is it's a mitzvah. I don't want to have any smell of, so we're going to assume Stam Akum is Gazal Sanad Ara. But that's not really true. It's not 50%. Maybe it's 15%. Whatever number it is. In reality, it wouldn't be real theft. It wouldn't be like known theft. But when it comes to a mitzvah, I don't want a trace of it. I don't want a trace of it. So do everything that you can, assuming it might be true, to avoid it. But mitzvah of Isra of Gezela, it's not a Gezela. It's not a real Gezela. But I don't want anything on, if I'm doing a mitzvah with this item, I don't want anything close to a smell of Avera on my record because of the whole mitzvah of Avera idea. I want it away from me. So therefore, we're doing as much as we can to clean it before it gets to my hands, and that's what we're doing. We're cleaning the hadassim.
Just in case.
It's not really, that's what the Riff explains. So he's bothering you. He said, how can you, I don't understand. You can't have people do gzela on your behalf. It's certainly not a Jew. So the Gemara here says, at the end of the day, once again, the Avayin Kri can be the one to cut it for you. By the time you get it, you're fine. And it's already clean. So the Gemara says, no. Tricha b'oshana da Avayin Kri gufayu. No, it must be, it's the hoshana, the hadassim, for the Avayin Kri himself. If he was peddling it to somebody else, then you're right. Then he wouldn't be able to do this. But since he's buying it for himself, then it can't happen in his hands. Because then it will be mitzvah avera, legitimately. By the time that he gets it, there is no, I'm not sure to say that, it's not even his. There's no shini rishus. He cut it. There's yesh. That's all that happens since then. It's in his hands. It's for himself. We're in big trouble right now. So it can't be that's the case. That daf is the case when you make them cut it instead of you cutting it. Instead of the avankri cutting it. The goy has to cut it, not the avankri. So the Gemara, 1 second, I can still figure out a way to make it his, legit, even if he cuts it. How? L'gnuha b'shinui maisa. Why can't it become a shinui maisa? Now, what's a shinui maisa over here? Shinui maisa over here would be, is that once you do a maisa of making it a little an esrog, assuming it requires to be, actually earlier on in the second paragraph, I think it was, or maybe the first paragraph, I'm sorry, about an eged. If you tie it together, the maisa of tying together, we thought maybe would be a real maisa. So therefore, why can't you require it with a shinui maisa of when he makes the eged? Okay, because again, part of the process you have in your hands, you use it and you make it, you do a mice in order to make it a kosher lumen esrog by making an egged. So through yeush that happens when you cut it. And now a shinu mice that happens when you tie it together, we should be okay right now. Right. It should be legal now.
You're saying, forget the goy cutting it. The Vankari himself will cut it.
Should cut it. Even if it's for himself.
Even for himself, but because he's doing the binding.
No, so that would be good. That would be the final straw. He needs to make it now an item that's now his. Because until now, it's not really his anymore.
No, even though at the time when he cut it.
That makes it yeish. But we need more. Yeish alone is not kona. He needs yeish plus something else.
We thought there was no mice.
Okay, so all the children ask that question. It's a great question. They all ask that question. That's what the whole thing of it. It's not maybe not really stolen. Everything we said before. Or there's other answer we gave also. Another answer we gave also is that mitzvah veira only may happen if the avera happens with the mitzvah together. Exactly. It's got to be there's many rishonim discuss why is that mitzvah avera. People discuss this. But that is basically the question that we're dealing with right now. Okay.
And why is this better?
It's just legal. I'm allowed to. Right, exactly. I don't need to make them cut it for me. I can cut it. I mean, again, it's nice of them to cut it for you. I just don't need it. I can take care of it all with myself cutting, even for my own loving. So we say, and it's a shinu ma'isa.
You say the action changes the form.
The action changes the step. I mean, I need in order to take it out of your hands, I need you to have yeish, and I need to do something else about it to make a difference. Okay. I can make a shinu ma'isa, a shinu rishus, a shinu hashem. So I just have to make it. The more I separate it from you, the more I can make it mine. But I got to separate from you. You got to give up ownership, first of all. That's separation number one. And I got to do some other thing to it to make it now further away from you.
There's a third way without yeish as well, just changing it totally.
Shinu ma'isa. It could be. Right, so it could be.
Two with yeish and something
so,
else.
So, we're probably here going to discuss shinu ma'isa even with it, but you're right. There's some people who suggest that even shinu ma'isa alone could possibly change it as well. Okay. Says the Gemara as follows. We're going to be shinu ma'isa, which we said before would be the eged, that you're making now, you need to make it. So the Gemara says, no, kasav lulav ein sarach eged. Because we hold, maybe lulav ein sarach eged, and therefore, the eged you make is very nice. You're making it, it's very pretty. We mentioned the Rabbanan say, zekei l'maveyu, it's very nice, but it's not required. So it doesn't make it, it's not a status changing ma'isa. And therefore, the ma'isa is not really different. So you did a ma'isa to it, but it's like me like doing something just like brushing its hair. Nothing happened. It's like me running my hand alongside of it. Nothing happened. It didn't do anything differently. There was yeish still, but no real ma'isa, because you don't require an eged. Or if you want to say you require an eged.
At this point in time, and if you painted it, different
color. Oh, so we'll get to that. We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute certain things. We'll see that one also. Not that example, but we'll see it. Again, is that considered real mice or not? Is painting a real mice? It has to be. It has to change. It has to have something that
can't be reversed. It's got to be.
Oh, good. Next line. Good. Something more over here. Even if the lomar it's luv sarach egg, even if it's Rabbi Yehuda who passed luv doesn't need an egg, and therefore the mice will be significant. Luckily, but still shinoi chos libriaso lo shmei shinoi. It's a shinoi that can be easily brought back to its original state. I go like this, whoosh, pull the string on it, it unties, and now we're back to the same thing we were beforehand. And that wouldn't be proper shinoi. So unless I do something with the staples and some other thing, and I make a very big change that you could not undo, then it's a shinoi chos libriaso, which is not a shinoi. So however you look at it in the end, yeish when you cut it, and a shinoi maisa either because you need an egin, and therefore that would be we think would be maisa. But the same thing, it's not going to be enough of a maisa because it's a maisa that can be easily brought back to itself. Painting it, would that make a difference? We'll see again. We'll see ideas like this very soon. Says the Gemara, we'll have another option. We can do a shinoi hashem. How about the fact that it's now a different chevta, different reality? The item itself now is called something differently. That means it's not what you had beforehand. Why? Because the beginning part, it was called an asa. That was what the oshanas were called. And now it's called oshana. So the name has changed. It was called a flower. Now it's called a bouquet. Where it was called an asa, now it's called a lulav set. Things have changed since then. Yeush, plus a change of name, should be enough. And in theory, it would work. But says the Gemara, because this is, and Rashi explains, because this is so often used for this purpose, even in the beginning, this asa, what it's called when it's stama on the ground, it's also called Hoshana even in the beginning, because we always knew he used it for Hoshanas. And therefore, it would not be considered a real change even at that stage in time. So look what we had up till now. Up to now, we had a discussion of how do you purchase a lulav and an esrog set, especially the hadassah part of it. We assume if you want to buy it from a non-Jew, he probably stole the land from somebody. Probably. I say that in quotes. Not 50% probably, but likely. That's what they were known. They were known. We're trying to be halachic. We're not save any credit for halachic over here. Halachic realities. So we say.
We also say Stam Yisrael is gone by him, right?
Do we?
Yeah. There's another Gemara.
Yeah. It's not Sukkah, is it?
It's not Sukkah.
Find that Gemara and you get a price.
So Ahmed Aleph.
Okay, maybe. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, so what you suggest, what you do is you have them cut it to avoid any gzeila happening by the time it gets to you. Shinu rishus gzeila, we're good. We said, 1 second, you don't need all the whole thing. All you need to do is, you can cut it and then sell it, and that's still shinu rishus by their property. So we said, yeah, but not for the one that he has for himself. He needs someone to cut it for him, because he doesn't want to have everything happen in his property. So they wrote whatever topic you want to say is a problem. We said, 1 second, I can still solve that problem. If he cuts it, and the Shino Hashem or Shino Maisa, that should still be enough to solve the problem. Again, not the Mitzvah problem. That's a separate question that we have, Mitzvah Veira. But we answered that question already with a few possibilities. But we say in the end that it's true in theory, but we never have the ability to do so because it wasn't a proper Shino Maisa, nor was it a real Shino Hashem. Really? What is that now? Okay, what's up over here?
Mars, I want to hear the drush.